blessings, honor, glory, and praises belongs to the Lord our Father. Thank you, God, for calling us by your name. We thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. We thank you because great is your faithfulness over our lives. We thank you because you are intentional about our lives. We bless you because your blessings endures forever over our lives. Lord, we are grateful. We bless you, Lord God of heaven and earth. Abba, Father, we say thank you. Thank you because you are good, you are kind. Thank you because you are the strength of our lives. Jehovah Shalom, we say thank you. The I am that I am, we say thank you. We are grateful for everything you have done. We are calling to say thank you, God. Amongst all the gods, you are God. You are the one that rules in the affairs of our lives. We are grateful for the past, the present, and the future. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 13th day in the month of June 2026. I want us to make these words of declaration. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right side. I will not be moved. Because I carry God in me, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. I have the light of God in me. I have the Zoe kind of life. I will not live the natural life. I move from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of resurrection is at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. The life of Christ lives in me. I manifest the life of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. I represent Christ in all I do in Jesus' name. I become the expressions of the life of God in Jesus' name. The transformative power of the Lord works in my life today in Jesus' name. I redeem my day with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speaks great and mighty things over my life and family in Jesus' name. I carry the presence of God wherever I go in Jesus' name. And the presence of God works great things in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God is at work in me. The mercy of God speaks for me. The mercy parts every hindrance, every Red Sea on my way in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God transform my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God rewrites my story in the name of Jesus Christ. All that is said concerning me is mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to come together and pray for these ones, the young, the old, that are in the den of the evil ones. I want us to know that Daniel was in the den of the lion, but God was with him until he got his deliverance. I want us to say it together that God, we ask for mercy. Let your mercy say no over their lives. Let your mercy rewrite their stories in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever they are, in the four corners of this earth, in these four corners of this country, the Lord, your mercy will speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll raise our cry of mercy and we call for mercy over these ones, the young, the old, the middle age, that are in the den of the evil ones, that the mercy of God will speak for them. The mercy of God will rewrite their story. The mercy of God will cry out loud over judgment in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy will speak for them. Mercy will preserve them. Mercy will save them. Mercy will deliver them. The mercy of the Lord will bring them home safely in the name of Jesus Christ. It is only mercy that we can call on their behalf. You, God, that rules in their affairs of men. Lord, we pray and ask for mercy over this one. Let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus Christ over every individual life. Let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy do the unthinkable in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy preserve them. Let your mercy save them. Let them experience your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy bring them out safe and sound in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the mercy call out the victory for their sake in the name of Jesus Christ. Over this one, we ask for mercy. It is well with them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, still in the topic of stillness, be still and know that I am God. We'll be reading three scriptural passages today. And I'm starting with the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Going to the book of Psalms chapter 46, I'm reading verse 5 and verse 10. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Then verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the Eden. I will be called in the earth. Amen. I want us to also look at the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. We'll be reading from verse 16. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses, and the chariot of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, "Smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness." And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, "This is not the way, neither this is the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come to Samaria, that Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, "My father, shall I smite them?" And he answered, "Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou not smite those that hast taken captives with thy sword and thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink, and go to their master." Praise the Lord. I want us to know that panic is not sin and can't be named after God, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the light that shines in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. Do you know that the voice of the Lord is upon the waters? The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedar of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like calves, Lebanon and Sion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord seated upon the flood. Yea, the Lord seated as king forever. Amen. What if the thing you are praying for is not a noise, but quiet, quietness, stillness? What if the answer to your chaos is not more activities, but stillness? Stillness looks insane to the world, but it is the business of God. If you don't know, you don't know it. If you've never experienced it, stillness looks insane. If you don't believe it, it still works. But it works for only those that aligns with it. Do you really know what stillness is all about? Look at the book of 2 Kings that we just read. In the midst of chaos, Elisha was just confident. He was not moved. He did not panic, because panic is not seen in God. It is not mentioned in God. You cannot find panic in God, because he is the Prince of Peace. That is the reason Elisha was not scared. So if you really know what stillness is all about, you will not be afraid. Do you really know what it's all about? To have and enjoy the presence and consciousness of stillness is a big deal, because it comes with packages. It comes with a lot of goodies. It never leaves a person the same. Stillness is light. It is the presence of God. Sometimes we cannot explain it fully. We may not have the full idea of what it is, but we cannot fully express it. We cannot exhaust it, because God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Nobody knows his end. Yet the light of God in us is the hope of glory. Elisha could see stillness. His servant Gehazi saw fear, saw panic. He was moved with his surrounding. In the midst of a terrible and chaotic situation, Elisha experienced stillness. He was not moved. He had to make that prayer that his servant's eyes will be open, so that he will not be moved by the physical. Gehazi had no experience of what it looked like. He has never heard such a thing before. He wondered how his master could be calm in a situation like this. Like the disciples were wondering, like, how will our master be sleeping in such a situation like this? It's because they have never experienced it. His servant did not know that Elisha was experiencing stillness in the middle of a terrible and chaotic situation. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, open my eyes to to the consciousness of the truth in your word that said, you are in the midst of me. Having the expression, having the feeling, experiencing that word, I am in the midst of you, is a whole lot. And it makes a big difference in our lives. Lord, please open my eyes to the consciousness in this truth. Open my reality to the consciousness of this word, you are in the midst of me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Stillness sounds insane and unnatural because it shows up in turbulence. Stillness cannot be overemphasized. We cannot get too much of it. We need it in our daily lives. Most of the times, we do not appreciate what it means or when we enjoy stillness until we lose it because we are human. And we start looking and looking and making effort to get it. Stillness is the presence of God, and it is the light. Nothing can comprehend it. Stillness carries the power of God. Stillness is the presence of God at work in us. Stillness is what keeps us standing on our feet without being moved. Looking at the life of Gideon, it doesn't make sense to go to war with 300 men. 300 men that their evidence for going was just because they were able to lick the water. With human, it sounds insane because it doesn't look like a reasonable criteria for them to be taken. As human, we think being alert and doing all the physical and the necessary things in human senses is all we need to be able to tackle a situation and make it quiet. But God is God. He doesn't work the way men works. He is the God of stillness. He is the one that shows light to us in every darkness and every crooked ways of life. Stillness is all we need. A song says, Iwonimofe, you are the one I want, because the presence of God is peace. The presence of God silences situation. The voice of the Lord thundereth. The voice of the Lord silences everything that is not of God, because when the power of God comes upon us, it becomes active in us. It begins to work the works of wonders. It begins to work what eyes and ears of men cannot comprehend. Peace be still. I want us to say this today. As I'll be rounding off today, I want us to know that we should not pray that God should remove every storm that comes our way. Rather, we should pray that God, help me to see you in the midst of every storm I encounter or every storm that comes my way. Open my eyes to see you. Take my eyes and my heart off the limitation. Help me not to be moved by the circumstances. Help me to be moved by your word, by what you are saying to me. Open my eyes to always see you in the midst of everything. Open my eyes to see you in the midst of all. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want us to pray for the grace to align with stillness, because until we align with stillness, that is where we enjoy the peace that God is giving to us. God, please release my life to that grace in the name of Jesus Christ, because I want us to know that when we carry His presence, we carry His peace. And when we carry His peace changes us before the situation changes. It is the peace of God. When we allow the stillness, when we allow God to still our hearts, we enjoy the peace of God that changes the situation. The peace of God changes us first before it changes the situation. When we are changed from within, we have the capacity and the strength to silence the situation. We have the capacity to take charge of the noise around us. As we go today, every prayers, every thought that we have said concerning stillness, that the Lord will answer us in Jesus' name. And everything we need to know that we don't know yet concerning stillness, the Lord will open our eyes and our heart. He will make us receptive to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And in every turbulent situation we are going through, I speak the word of God today in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember that the Lord is in the midst of you, and He gives you stillness. He calms your heart so that you can enjoy and experience the peace that comes after it in the name of Jesus Christ, so that you can enjoy the peace that comes therein, that surrounds it and silence the situation in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, brethren, like we know, the coming of the Lord is at hand, and with every signs that we are seeing, it's a sign that the Lord is coming at any point in time. Our readiness is in God. It is only God that makes us to be ready. I pray that as we journey on a daily basis, the Lord will help us. The Lord will strengthen us. The Lord will teach us to live our life the way God wants us to live. We will not be a copycat. We will not live the life of another person. The Lord will keep us moving. We will not fail. We will not fall. We will not falter in Jesus' name. We will not get tired in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The grace and the peace of the Lord is upon us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.